Kevin. Kevin's in L.A. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm fine, Larry. How are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller, man. You're great.
Thank you.
Good. I just want to say I bought your book from Barnes & Noble for my Nook, so I was able to read on three different devices. Could not put it down. I'm from South Los Angeles like you, and I had the same relationship with my parents, my mother, my father. Really, we weren't that tight, to say the least. You know, we had a lot of misunderstandings, and he yelled a lot and all this other stuff. And my mother died shortly after yours, and I was very hurt when we lost your mother because she was America's mother. And I lost my mother very shortly after you lost yours. And so, and same with my father. My father died in 09. And before he died, I had the chance to have a conversation with him like you do with your father. And like you, I was astounded by his answers and honesty. And I want to say, I read the book the whole time, man. I was just like, this is my life. I had brothers and sibling rivalries. I've had the things you talk about in your book when you said, you know, certain phrases you use, like poot butt and things like that. I don't like to say it on the radio, but it was just, I mean, man, we grew up in the same, I was like in Florence and Normandy, you know, the same general area. And it was like I was raised almost in your house, and the book was so honest and riveting. Like I said, I couldn't put it down. I read it in the course of, I don't know, 10 hours, you know. And I want to tell you, man, it was a fantastic read, and I want to recommend it to all your listeners.
Well, Kevin, great. Thank you so much. Kevin, did it change the way you think about me, the way you view me?
Not at all. I mean, I think you're on point. Not really.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much. And I wouldn't think that it would, anybody that listens to my show on a regular basis, I would think that it wouldn't change anything. People have asked me that. How do you think people are going to regard you after they read the book? And I said, well, if people hear me and know me, it won't change anything. I've talked a lot about many of these things on the book. There'll be some stories in there about some stunts I pulled that'll surprise people, some of the stuff I got away with and didn't get shot or didn't get arrested. But basically, it's my life, and I've talked to people about my life for 20 years, and I've shared that with my audience. So I don't think anything is going to surprise people. But I think it may do exactly what I'm hoping it did with Kevin, which is kind of like corroborate feelings that you might have had and maybe even encourage some people to reach out to their fathers. And I'm not talking about just boys, but girls and fathers, girls and boys, to reach out to their dads, because everybody's got to get that thing right. And that generation of parent, whether mom or dad, that's a whole different deal than the generation we have right now. Kevin, I am just so happy that you like the book. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.